First of all, well, we'll talk about Zimun more next week. I just want to mention that the best way to bench, which we don't do today, okay, the best way to bench, we do on some level, is through Zimun. Okay, now, why is the best way to bench? Because when you bench through Zimun, as opposed to four people, six separate people, 15 separate people benching, what does Zimun means that a whole group is benching. That's what it really means. Zimun means a whole group is benching. Now, the way Zimun is supposed to be done is that one person benches, and everyone listens. No one else says the benching. So you mentioned about your son-in-law. I think it has more to do with that than as opposed to ladies, because the Rambam follows the Gemara. Now, when did this thing start that everyone says the benching to himself? Somewhere in our history, we sort of lost our attention span. Okay, and even before the smartphones came out. So now today, people have an attention span of 5 seconds. All right. Okay, around 200 years ago, 300 years ago, it was more like a minute and a half, so it was very difficult to sit and listen to somebody, you know, for 5, 6 minutes straight. So at that point, they felt people would lose their attention, and they said it's better everyone benches on their own. So we still have Zimun on some level because one person is really benching and leading, but the best way to do it is to go ahead and obviously have one person bench for everybody, and we'll speak about that. We'll speak about that more next week. More next week when we talk about Zimun, because Zimun is definitely something very, very important for that reason. However, because of where society is at today, where people are at, we have to make certain adjustments. And just to realize that even though we strive to be the best we can in everything in our parts of our lives, if we just even avodas Hashem, right? We have to recognize our limitations, right? And one of the limitations is that, you know, maybe it could be that our attention span is not necessarily as long as it should be, and for that reason, we don't do Zimun like we used to. But Zimun is very important. But that being said, there is definitely a question about Birchas Matzah I want to talk about today, which will be a good lead-in for next week. So the going back to the famous Mishnah Maseches Brachos that we've been spending the whole winter on, the Mishnah lists off in source number one, V'chayavim b'tfila mezuzah Birchas Hamazon, ladies are obligated in davening, in mezuzah, and Birchas Hamazon. So Amar Le Ravina L'Rava. So Ravina asked Rava a question. Noshim birchas hamazon diyoraisa derabanan. Our women mechuyavos in birchas hamazon be diyoraisa mi derabanan. So the Gemara says lamai nafkamina. What difference does it make? What do you chayiv? You chayiv. So the answer is lafuke rabim yedei chovasim. Can they be motzi derabim their obligation? I just want to mention one more thing as we go along. So what that means is that let's say for example, even though there might not be an obligation it would not be proper to have a zimun of men of women leading men in the zimun, and we'll speak about that next week. But let's say, for example, question comes up is let's say I'm sitting down, okay, and for whatever reason I find it very difficult to bench. I find it very difficult to bench, you know, especially maybe I don't know benching my heart, and you know, and the question is, can I ask my wife to be motzing me with benching? That's the question, okay? That's the question that comes up. Now I would just say that if you don't have a zimun, it's not the proper thing to have anybody. Okay, at least for Ashkenazim, okay, be motzi someone for benching. In other words, if you have a zimun, yes, one person will be motzi you, okay? However, if you don't have a zimun, everyone really has to bench themselves. Everyone has to bench themselves. Why? Because it's your Shalmi, I think, it's quoted in some of the Rishonim. It's not in the Bavli. According to Bavli, it would be okay. Because it says, V'chalta v'savato v'erachta. And what does the word of Erachta mean? Specifically what? Erachta, very personal. What does that mean?
You bench.
And therefore, to have someone be motzing you of benching, you know, could definitely be problematic. And it's sort of like, let's say, for example, you would make a great meal, right? And one of your kids would say, That was a great meal. And my other kid says, whatever he said, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't you say thank you yourself? You know, like, you know, what's going on? So the same thing, when it comes to benching, we have to all say thank you ourselves. The truth is, we're not talking about Zimun. The proper thing is that everyone should bench themselves. The other halacha we're applies to is Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei, there's Chazor Shashatz. But let's say, for example, a person, for whatever reason, can't daven, he shouldn't have somebody... It's not proper to have somebody daven for him and he listens. A person should go ahead and a person should actually go through the effort of davening themselves. Okay? However, what's nafkina, whether it's diraisa or rabbanan, can a woman be motzi a man with birkas hamazon? Amra el ravina le rava, nashim birkas hamazon diraisa rabbanan, lamay nafkina, hugi ram de chavasan. Say, I am marta diraisa, if you say that a woman is chayeves, in birkas diraisa, asi diraisa, mapik diraisa, a lady can go ahead and be motzi a man. He says, "V'i amar." If you say it's rabbanon, so that means that if a man is chayiv midiraisa and his wife is chayiv midrabbanon, it's a problem. Have ena shemuchuyiv adavar. So that means she is not obligated in the same level as he is. And how can she go ahead? She go ahead and be motzi in the mitzvah of a chol shen muchuyiv adavar. Einu motzi seram dechavasim. Mai. So what's the halacha? So Tashma, he quotes a brisa. The emes amru. In truth, it says. Ben mevarech la'aviv, the eved mevarech la'rabo, the isha mevareches la'baila. So a son can give a can bench for his father, a servant can bench for his master, and a woman can bench for her husband, and the husband can listen. Aval amr chacham chacham say that even though it's allowed, tavo meira. A curse should come to a person whose wife and son had. Why? Not that it's a terrible thing, but the fact that you have to go ahead and rely on your children and your wife to bench for you, learn benching for yourself. It's a terrible thing. It's very.
Or maybe he's saying also, you know, you're so old that you can't do it by yourself.
I don't know. I would just tell you like this. Yeah, I would just say like this.
No, but also it's not a matter of that, because if you were so old that you couldn't bench, then your child would be a grown up, not a child.
Right. That's true.
No, but that's still the child. That's true.
I have to tell you. I'll tell you what I think Pshat is. Very simple, just from personal experience. So all of us, or many of us, grew up at a time when there was a very big transition in technology, all right? And we know, okay, at least I know, there's certain things that I have no clue how to do, and my kids are very good at, but Baruch Hashem, I can function in general. So when I was a kid, okay, one of the changes were the wind-up alarm clock. When I was a little kid, we had wind-up alarm clocks, and then, slowly, 3 years, it changed to digital, right? And if my mother ever needed to get up early, she would ask me to set the clock up. So one time I was already in New York learning, and she needed to get up early in the morning, and she couldn't figure out how to set the digital clock up. And I was trying to explain to her over the phone. Okay, now trying to explain to mother on the phone how to set up a digital clock is my kids trying to explain to me how to do something on my computer. You know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, right? So I said to her, I was like, "It's just gone 15 minutes." I said, "Mom, forget it." I said, "I'm going to bed. I'll call you in the morning. I wake up early. I'll call you in the morning." And she said to me, "No. You're not going to bed. You are going to explain to me how to set this clock up, because I do not need to be dependent upon you on how to set a clock up." And I explained to her, and she did it. All right? And that's Tavo Meira. If you are dependent on somebody, right, it's a very serious issue. I don't think it's just on the read. It's a problem. All right? So he says like this. So the Gemara says like this. So Iya Marta Bishlom Adir, he says.
Why is it that we can rely on somebody to say Ma'ayan Shlosh for us?
I think really you shouldn't. I think, what, because you hear it at the Kiddush?
Yeah.
So years ago, Rav Tzvi used to announce that people should say it themselves, that those who don't know it by heart, right, should say it on their own. They really should not. Everybody should say Ma'ayan Shlosh by yourself. That's true. What? I think he used to announce it. I don't know if she doesn't announce it anymore. We have to announce it again. Okay, fine. We'll announce it again. But he says, really, everyone should say, man, he just says it for the benefit of those people who don't know it by heart, not going to do it. But really, in general, everyone should do it on their own. All right?
Okay.
That's he used to announce it. I have to.
Hang up some laminated copies.
Yeah, it could be. We should do that. Maybe we should do it. Okay, after the winter. After the winter. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we should do that. Right. Okay. Fine. It's a good idea. Okay. See, it says like this now. So. So the Gemara says, also you should know that my father told me the story that when his father was on his deathbed, and he went to the washroom, and he had trouble actually verbalizing, okay? And he said to my father, he said, say Asha Yatza for me, right? And I'll answer Amen. And then he said, no, he says, not to say it myself. So he asked my father actually to go ahead and to
say it word for word.
Say it word for word. That's. I guess it was very difficult for him to remember. I don't know what was going on, but it's the same issue. See, he said like this: you have to give praise yourself. Anyways, let's go on. So the Gemara asked the question. So how can she says it's not a good thing, but a lady can be mochi her husband. So Gemara says you can't bring a raya from there. It could be that, let's say, for example, the lady had. She was mechayavas midiraisa, and her husband did not have that much to eat, and so she was chayav midrab. In other words, so he was only chayav midrabanan, and therefore, if you say a lady is chayavas midrabanan and the husband's chayav midrabanan because he didn't eat that much, she can be motzir. Okay, so fine. So now the question the Gemara asks, the Rashi asks, why should ladies not be chayavas in berachas hamazon? Doesn't make any sense. Why should the Mechayim is a Muslim? So, and Rashi points out that the mitzvah says, Shein as man grama. So Rashi says, what's the suffix? The suffix is...
So he's asking, why is there even a suffix?
Why is there a suffix? So the answer is because in Birkas HaMazon, alright, you have to mention Eretz Yisrael. If you look in the second bracha is the bracha of Eretz Yisrael. And he says, if you look at source number 2, the second line, Dichsiv ala aretz atover shenasalach, v'aretz lo ninnol nekevos lihischalik. Very important word. The land was not given to females to be divided for them, to them, and therefore the nachayim maybe nachayim birchas hamazon. Oh, you'll ask me, but no slavchad, they got a chelak b'eretz. That was their father's portion. But since women are not mechayavos, so maybe it should not mechayavos, do not get a portion of the land. Maybe they should not go ahead and they should not bench. So Tosfos asks a bam kash on Rashi, and Tosfos' question is that if you're going to tell me what. The ladies are not mechuyavos in Birkas HaMazon because they don't have a chelak baretz, right? Who else does that exclude?
Kohan
and Leviim. I shouldn't be mechayav and benching either because I'm a Levi. That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos says the reason why, Tosfos does not accept it, and Tosfos says the reason why ladies are not mechuyavos is because also another obligation besides mentioning Eretz Yisrael. Because they do have, believe it or not, they do have a chelik baretz. We'll talk about that in a second. He says, but the reason why ladies might not be chayavos is because we also have to mention bris milah, right? And we have to mention Talmud Torah. So he says, bris milah, obviously ladies are not chayavos in bris milah, and they're not chayavos in Talmud Torah either. So therefore, maybe that's the reason why they're not chayavos in Birkas HaMazon Midiraisa. Now, before we move on to Birkas HaMazon, I just want to take to go off on a little bit of a tangent. Source number 7, my uncle, Yashavir Soloveitchik. So he says, Tosis asked a very good question on Rashi. Okay? And it says, I take it back, I'm sorry. Tosfos, so we have to understand Tosfos, because Tosfos seems to say that Kohanim and Leviim are chayav birchas hamazon and so are ladies. But how about the fact? In other words, the fact that they don't get a chelik baaretz. The fact they don't get a chelik baaretz. So it says that doesn't stop them from being chayav and birchas hamazon. Just like it doesn't stop Kohanim and Leviim. And what's the answer? The answer is like this: that. Every descendant of Avram Avinu has a chelik baretz. And what does that mean, has a chelik baretz? What it means is like this, that Eretz Yisrael belongs to every single Jew, and every Jew has dalat amos in Eretz Yisrael. every single Jew has Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael. All right. Now, do we know specifically which Dalet Amos they have? We don't know specifically which Dalet Amos they have, but every single Jew, why? Because all descendants of Avraham Avinu, Jewish descendants, have a chelik b'aretz. There's a concept of getting a chelik in the Yerusha, right? But there's also a concept of the fact that they own Dalet Amos. Now, I'll compare it to the fact that, let's say, for example, if you talk about children in the house, right? The house belongs to the parents, right? But that is also the house of the children. It's their place. So and for that reason, why is that important? Because, for example, I believe that a lady who owns a field, she brings bikurim, right? We only bring bikurim if you can say that this is the land that was given to us through our forefathers. So ladies all, and Kohan and Levim also, have that chelik baretz, they have dalet amos baretz. That's the idea. Okay. Now the problem is with Gerim, because Gerim are not descendants of Avraham Avinu. I'm not going to get into it now, but because of that, Gerim have a problem with Bikurim, saying the Lashon of Asher Nishbal Avaseinu. They have a problem with that. And the truth is that it's brought down that in the future, when we conquer more of Eretz Yisrael, okay, for example, when we conquer part of the Aver of the Yarden, so that land that we conquer, so that will go partially to Gerim, because they are Bnei Melchama. The ladies are included with their husbands, but they have a portion in greater Israel. Forgive me using that term. So that's the reason why the fact they don't have a chelik baretz is not patam birchas hamazon, because they themselves also are considered part of the Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. So that's why ladies are chayavos. It might be chayavos birchas hamazon, and the only tour would be bris milah or Bris Milah or Talmud Torah. I would just add one more thing. Okay.
Gerim were automatically named after Avraham.
That's true, but that's true. But again, the fact of the matter is that there's actually machlokas about it, and the Rambam was actually he was very supportive, but there is a discussion whether or not a ger can say the parsha Bikurim for that reason, because whatever. But Emir Toshem, they will, he says, they will get the new portions of Israel, right, when Mitzvah when Mashiach comes, and hopefully that'll be very soon, right? He says, and by the way, he said, at Arzayim, and you should just know that Israel in the time of Mashiach will include a lot of land, okay? I think it will include all of Lebanon,
and part
of Syria, and parts of southern Turkey even, okay? That you should just know. So,
And Jordan also,
and beyond. The sky's the limit. All right, let's go on, all right? Okay, so that's just a side point. Now, so how do we paskin? How do we paskin? So if you look at the Rashba paskins,
source four.
He says that the women are chayavos midiraisa. That's how we paskin. He says, and what's the reason why? So he says, number one, Rava felt that they were paskin midiraisa, that they're chayav midiraisa. And Rava was the Rebbe of Ravina, right? And then the Gemara seems to imply also. Gemara asks that it seems pasha that they're chayav midiraisa. Ravina asks the question. Just because you ask a question doesn't mean that they're not chayav midiraisa. But in Meiri, he goes ahead and he brings an interesting raya. So what happened was source number five. He quotes the Gemara that someone came up to I think it was Rav, and he said, teach me a Mishnah. Teach me a Mishnah. So Rav said, so what happened was, he says, I'm sorry, someone came to somebody else and said, teach me a Mishnah. And the person said, teach you a Mishnah? We don't even know, right? Any halachas, and you want me to teach you a Mishnah? So what happened? It seemed like one of the Meroyim, I don't have the name here, was by the Reish Galusa, and the Reish Galusa asked him to bench. And when he benched, he went ahead, he did not mention Eretz Yisrael, did not mention Torah, did not mention Bris. So Rabbi Zeira picked himself up like a snake, looking at him like, "How could you do that?" Right? So he says, "Hachami did that because halach is if you don't mention Torah, you don't mention Eretz Yisrael, you don't mention Bris, you're still Yotzei." All right. So what do we see from that? That even though lechachilu you should mention it, right? It's not ma'akev, and therefore since it's not ma'akev, women are mechayavos. So he says like this. If you look at source number 5, the Miri says, "Mashabiyarnu v'mishna shanashim chayav v'berachas hamazon." That's what we explain in the Mishnah. Women are chayavos v'berachas hamazon. Lo nizbara v'devarim. It's not clear in chayavos midivrei Torah midivrei sofrim. Sha'af al pi shehi mitzvah say shelo azman grama. No, it doesn't say shelo azman grama. Mikol makom tolakos nachos aretz. He goes like Rashi. Torah makes berachas hamazon dependent on inheriting land. The sea of chalz zarata al aretz v'anashim ein lam chelak v'aretz. Mikol makom, Miri says, Nirun Hadvarim, to me it seems he says, She mina Torah hen chayavos. Kedin kofetze shelzos man grama, they're chayav like homeze shelzos man grama, but achar shekain, and because of that, Avhein mochias zanoshim, they can be mochi anoshim. Shekol ha mechuyiv mina Torah, anyone's mechuyiv mina Torah, mochi as mechuyiv mina Torah. Anyone's obligated in Torah, can mochi somebody else. Vechein raya le dovrim, mashomer and perek shloshi shachlu, Rav lo amrit, the person who was defending himself, why he did what he did, says, Rav lo amr, lo bris, lo Torah, lo malchus, bris she'enim v'noshim. So he says, and why did Rav say you don't have to mention bris? Because women bench, right? And they can't talk about bris. Torah malchus. And why did he mention Torah malchus? She'en lo v'noshim lo v'avadim. So Rav says, since ladies are mechuyavas to bench, and these things don't apply to them, it must mean it's not ma'akev. So we see from there that according to Rav, women are chayavas to bench, and midiraisa. Now, in that Gemara, why did Rav Zera get angry at him? Just because you have a sheet to rely on, right? Doesn't mean you're makel if you can go ahead and you can actually be machmir. You could have mentioned it all. He says, "Ein chayavus min haTorah," and if they're not chayav min haTorah, mayichvusle. Why should he care that women are not chayavus in bris? The apalpin, even though there are those who say you can't bring a raya from there because that's a gemara later on, and we gotta discuss it in davchot. He felt no. That's a good place to me. He says to come to a conclusion, and therefore he held that ladies are chayavus in berachasav mazam midiraisa. Now, if you look at source number 6, he says, Noshim Vav, the Rambam, he holds differently. Rambam says, Noshim Vavodim, Chayovim Virgas Amazon, the Tzafik Yesh Bedavar, in the Chayiv Torah, Lefi She'en Kavu and Zman, maybe they're Chayiv Midiraisa because there's no Zman, O Enim Chayiv Torah, or Enachayiv Torah, Lefi Chach, therefore, Ein Motzin, they can't be motzi gedolim derchov, but ladies are definitely chayavos midrabanan and have a ketanim are not chayav of all and midrabanan are chayav because of chinuch. Okay, so we saw number 7, and let's look at number 8, the halacha.
So they could be motzi
ketanim,
but not.
No. Well, lady can, according to the Rambam, lady cannot be motzi a man. It's a suffix. All right, according to a katan just mentions that a lady is chayavas midrabanan for sure, and a katan because she's chayavas midrabanan, a katan is chayav for chinuch. That's the reason why. All right, now source number 8, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Nashim chayavas virkas amazon, the suffiku, and it's a suffik. It's a topic of their chayav midiraisa and motzias anoshim. Om enu chayavos or nana chayavos ela midrabanan, and therefore ve'enu motzias and only motzi ela mi she'en chayuv al midrabanan, only someone whose chayav is the rabbanan. All right. So he says, but he goes on. He goes to source number 9. The Olas Tomit says peirush dafkeling in zimun. When do we say that a lady cannot be motzi somebody? That's as far as Zimun is concerned. What do you mean as far as Zimun is concerned? Because the fact is that really, I think he's saying is really everybody has to bench by themselves, especially today. In other words, in the days of Chazal, it was a very relevant question, because days of Chazal, it was very common to find people who didn't know how to bench. Can a lady be motzia, a husband or another man? That's a question. But he says today, everyone can go in and can be motzi. Everyone has to bench by themselves anyways, you know how to bench. The question is, in terms of having a lady lead a Zimun for her husband and her family. We'll speak about this next week. So he says, that's where the suffix comes up. Aval im heim b'fnei atzman, but if ladies are by themselves, chayavim levarech birchas hamazon, they're chayav to bench birchas hamazon, the sveika d'yoraisa, who, because it's a sveika d'yoraisa.
There's
no
question.
He's talking about a zimun. He seems to have a zimun, and it seems he's implying... I think so. We'll talk about that more next week. I would think so. Okay. I would definitely think of ladies for sure. If ladies are eating by themselves, they definitely should have a zimun. We'll speak about that more next week. Right now, source number 10. Das harayv barashva shabaya nifshita. V'noshim chayavas birchas hamazon. So the Rav and the Rashba hold that the question, the Gemara, was resolved, and the Baya Nifshita, if women are chayavas birchas hamazon in the Torah, v'yecholah lahotzi gam anoshim. Okay, and they're able to go ahead and to be motzi anoshim. Umikol makom, he says, l'inyan zimun. So he says, what does that mean? He says, in other words, therefore, a woman can be motzi her husband. Okay, umikol makom, l'inyan zimun ein mitstarfos. As far as zimun's concerned, you can't have two men and one lady, or one lady and two men be mitstarfos to zimun, mishum pritzusa, because it's considered pritzus. I'm not really sure I understand what that means. Okay, why that's considered pritzus? So we have to hopefully we'll understand more understanding next week on this. Vis barbasim kotzarek tes avoldas hatosis varosh dabaya lo nishita. But according to Tosis in the Rosh, the question was not resolved. Okay, it's actually fascinating. V'have sveikra d'dina, and it's a sveikra d'dina. V'zehu gam das Rambam v'perikay ayin sham v'chaim pasach rabbeinu v'shosav v'sif aleph. I always sometimes like to look at the Rishonim and say, look at the region and say what they say. So again, it's hard to say here, because here you have it really split. But when you look at Das HaRaivet Bar Rashba, the Raivet and the Rashba lived in the areas of Spain, which is very much more open and culturally progressive, right? And Tosis and the Rush, they actually lived more in the German France area. The problem is the Rambam also lived in the Spain. So I really don't know. Kemo Ishav a katan, like Ishav a katan, another side. All right, he says, but ever dino ki Ishav a tundra nogas hen safek safek Ishav. So he says. So therefore, he points out that Vishosef has a safek because of the machlokas, and he says a woman should only be motzi someone whose chiv is rabbanon, like Ishav a katan, and an eved is like an isha. A tumtum is somebody who we don't know whether they're a male or female, because those parts of the body are covered up. Androgynous is a someone who has both male and female sexual organs. The suffix isha, suffix isha. Lachain ha isha and matzisasam. He says a woman is not motzi an androgynous, and a androgynous cannot be motzi a man. And not only that, he says an androgynous, which is not so relevant to us, can't be motzi another androgynous. He says like this. And he says, "V'yeshmi aposkim," and there are poskim who hold the maskana the sugya who the nashim ein chayav l'mirabanan, that hold the maskana is one or only chayav l'mirabanan. V'zeo dash Rabbeinu Yona v'cheinu dash hazara truma ayin sham. He just lists off the shitas. So this is just a sort of introduction to next week that. The Gemara actually ends off, it seems, according to the Machlokas Rishonim, whether ladies are chayavos midirabanan or midiraisa, because they can't go ahead and they can't mention maybe Eretz Yisrael or Talmud Torah or Bris Mila, but certainly midirabanan, they're definitely chayavos. And Richam, next week we'll speak about Zimun.
We don't change the mention for the woman.
We do not change the mention for the woman. We don't. No.
So therefore,
I don't know.